Amen. Let us turn in our Bibles to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. I don't know if I'll be able to preach an hour and 33 minutes, but I doubt that I will. Told my wife I might just bring a devotional. But I want to preach God's word. And I I have two words, a message of two words tonight. There are two words in this message. And those two words are inspired words given to us by inspiration of God. They're very important. Every word of God is vitally important. But the two words are, and Peter. And that's the title of my message. Mark chapter 16 and verse 1. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen." Hallelujah. "He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading and the preaching of his holy word. Amen. Amen. Well, these words are part of the angelic message given to three frightened women, very frightened women, terrified women, at the empty tomb. In verse 1, we see that the women who were there were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. And they were coming to anoint the body of Jesus with sweet spices. It was very early in the morning, and it was on the first day of the week. They wondered who would help them roll away the large stone. When they arrived, the stone was already rolled away. Inside the tomb, they saw a young man in a long white robe, and Matthew's gospel calls him the angel of the Lord. They were frightened. Look at what the angel said in verses 6 and 7. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you." These two words were meant for Peter. These words must have come to Peter with great encouragement after denying Christ. I can imagine Peter somewhat depressed, lifting up his head when he hears these words. And Peter, perhaps it brought a fresh volley of tears to his eyes. And Peter, after all that he had said and all that he had done, these words must have been a great encouragement to Peter. I can imagine that Peter had these words upon his mind throughout the rest of the day, and that he often repeated them to himself. I could even imagine, and I'm just saying this, I could even imagine, do you ever imagine when you read the Bible? I could imagine Peter saying to the ladies, could you just say that one more time? it was so good the first time I heard it, I want to hear it again. Tell his disciples, and Peter is one of his disciples. But they said, he said to the ladies, and they said to Peter, and tell his disciples and Peter, that he goes before you into Galilee. Tell Peter that Jesus is going before you into Galilee. And there, Peter, you shall see him as he said unto you. This is very personal. This is very special. This is very encouraging for Peter. So our text this evening is the two words, and Peter, in context and surrounding the life of Peter himself. Perhaps you have not gone so far as to deny the Lord, your Lord, but you may need these words of encouragement. I trust the Lord will drive them home to our hearts this evening and to the hearts of those who are listening in afar. When the angel says, tell his disciples, Peter is obviously included, but the Lord clearly singles out Peter, who had denied him three times. Peter had sinned openly. Peter had sinned miserably. Peter had sinned proudly. Though all men forsake you, yet I will not forsake you. Peter had sinned selfishly. Peter had sinned repeatedly. Three times he denied his Lord. Peter had sinned even carelessly after being told he would deny the Lord three times. Peter denied his Lord three times and even with an oath. And he said, I know not the man. But the Lord says, and Peter. Let me remind you who Peter is. Let us remind ourselves this evening about Peter. This Peter who is singled out in a very special way, this Peter who has sinned so greatly and denied his Lord three times, and who repented and wept bitter tears over his failure. This is the same Peter who is called by Christ to be a disciple. This is the Peter who was there at the seaside with his brother Andrew. In fact, they were casting their net into the sea, and Jesus saw them, and Jesus said, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Straightway, or immediately, they forsook their nets and followed Jesus. Peter forsook all to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the same Peter. The same Peter who immediately followed Christ is the Peter who denied Christ, and to whom Jesus said, and Peter. This is the same Peter who followed Jesus for 3 or 3.5 years. It was a long time to be with the Messiah. It was a long time to spend with the Son of God. He saw so many miracles, glorious signs and wonders. He heard the messages and parables of Christ. He had the greatest training any disciple could ever have. He was taught by Jesus himself. He was trained by the Master. He walked with Jesus. He awoke with Jesus. He went he went to sleep beside Jesus. They were all together, the disciples and the master. Saint Peter, who followed Jesus for 3 years. And to him, Jesus said, and Peter. This is the same Peter who walked on water. Amen? This is the Peter who, when the Lord came upon the water and the disciples were frightened at his appearance and thought it was a spirit, and they cried out, and he said, "Don't be afraid, it is I." And Peter said, "If it is you, Lord, then bid me to come to you on the water." And Peter stepped out of the boat. Jesus said, "Come." Peter stepped out of the boat, and he walked on the water. He didn't walk very far, but he walked on the water. Before you criticize Peter for walking such a short distance on the water by being afraid of the wind and the waves, just remember that Peter walked on water. Well, Peter, what was it like to walk on water? Well, let me tell you, it's a pretty scary thing when the wind is blowing and the waves are crashing around you. And if you take your eyes off of Jesus, you'll fall into the water. This is the same Peter who walked on water. The same Peter to whom Jesus said, "And Peter." This is the same Peter who was with Jesus in a boat when a storm was threatening his life. And Jesus spoke, they awoke him, and Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, commanding them to be still, and they obeyed him. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him? This was the Peter to whom Jesus said, "And Peter." This is the same Peter who was with Jesus when he multiplied the loaves and the fishes and fed great multitudes with tiny supplies of food. This is the same Peter who was with Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is the same Peter. The same Peter who was with Christ when he saw Jesus in his dazzling glory and brilliance, as Jesus spoke with Moses and Elijah, and the same Peter who heard the Father speak from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And Peter, Jesus said. And Peter. This is the same Peter who had said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus had said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Peter received revelation from God, from the Father directly. This is the same Peter who boasted that though all men might forsake Jesus, he would never be offended because of him. This Peter, who claimed he would never be offended. He was willing to die with Jesus. But Jesus warned Peter, "Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice." This Peter, who was prophetically warned that very same evening of what he would do in that night, this is the Peter who denied the Lord and to whom the Lord said, "And Peter." Amen. This is also the same Peter who, after he had seen the resurrected Lord, said to his fellow disciples, "I go a-fishing." After he had denied the Lord, and after some period of time, having seen the Lord a couple of times, Peter is restless. Peter wants to do something, and Peter says, "I go a-fishing." And he took six other disciples with him. And that night, in their fishing, they caught nothing. They caught nothing. These are professional fishermen, but they caught nothing. not one single fish. Now, that's the story of my life when I go fishing. I don't fish very much, but when I fish, oftentimes I catch nothing. Sometimes I do catch fish. But these disciples had caught nothing. And then in the morning, the Lord met them on the shore. He was coming on the shore. They were in the boat, and he directed them to cast the net on the right side of the boat, and they caught a huge multitude of fish. And John said, John the perceptive one, it is the Lord. Peter, the action man, jumped in the water and went to Jesus. This was the third time they saw Jesus after he had risen. And Jesus had a private conversation with this Peter. Three times in John 21, three times Jesus asked, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Three times. And three times he affirmed his love. Lord, you know that I love you. And three times Jesus said, feed my sheep. Then two times Jesus commands Peter, follow me. And Peter. What can we say? Number one, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The Lord had called Peter. The Lord had commissioned him. The Lord knew Peter when he called him. The Lord knew everything about Peter when he called him. The Lord knew that Peter would come with him. The Lord knew Peter would boast about his not forsaking the Lord. The Lord knew that Peter would deny him and even said to him, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. When you repent and when there's a change, strengthen your brethren. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. What a glorious thought. The gifts and calling of God are without change of mind on the part of God. We did read about a prophet who lost his life tonight. We read about a prophet who disobeyed the Lord and he lost his life. So don't think that you can follow in Peter's steps and get away with it. Sometimes the Lord will take his man's life. But the Lord had a plan and the Lord had a purpose for Peter. And he spent several years training him, but Peter needed humbling. Peter needed this hard experience that he went through. Amen? Peter needed to go through this. Peter needed to be softened. Peter needed to put aside his selfishness and his pride, his arrogance, thinking he was something and that others would fail, but he wouldn't. But God uses even our failures for our preparation for his glory. God uses our failures for good. Have you failed? And have you realized that he who called you still has a plan and purpose for your life? The Lord loves his own. Number two, the Lord loves his own, even though they miserably fail at times. The Lord loves his people, even though they miserably fail at times. A proof that they love him is that they repent. Peter denied the Lord, but he didn't deny the Lord. He did deny the Lord three times, but after this episode, Peter does not go on denying the Lord. Are you with me? Peter does not continually deny the Lord. But in that night of darkness, Peter denied the Lord three times. Peter did not just say, well, that's it. I've blown it. Everything is lost. I'm just going to go back and just live a sinful life. No, Peter wept bitterly, and he went out, and he was miserable. And the angel came and spoke to the women, And he said, and Peter. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before them into Galilee, as he said. So the Lord loves his own, even though they fail miserably at times. And we do. And he does love his own. The Lord singles out the sheep that goes astray. That is so beautiful. The Lord singles out the sheep that goes astray. He leaves the 99 in the fold, and he goes out, as it were. Now, the Lord doesn't really leave the 99 to themselves, but we have the picture in the parable of the shepherd going out after that one straying sheep. God, as it were, goes after the one. He singles him out. He singles you out when you stray from him. Again, the Lord knows what is best for each of his own. The Lord knows what is best. Peter was too self-confident. He would not listen humbly to Christ. When Christ told him, he refused to listen. He was boastful. He was proud. But the Lord knew what was best for him. The Lord knew that for Peter to be the vessel that God could use, Peter had to fail. Peter had to fail miserably. Peter had to fail publicly and openly in the eyes of actually the whole world. He was boastful. He was proud. But the Lord knew what was best for Peter. And the Lord knows what is best for you. And the Lord knows what is best for me. And he knows how to take us through trials. Amen. He knows how to deal with us in love to make us what he would have us to be. That's so glorious. I praise God that he uses the real hard places in life to sanctify us and to prepare us for all that he has for us. Go back to the Old Testament and you see that the Lord prepared Joseph through 14 years in prison, through being thrown into the pit by his brothers and sold into slavery, and then being cast out of Potiphar's house and going into the prison and spending 14 years in prison. And then becoming the second in command in Egypt. God was preparing him. God was preparing Moses when Moses went out and killed the Egyptian. And then the next day was trying to arbitrate between the Israelites. And are you going to do with me what you did with the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses said, this thing is known. And he fled into the wilderness. And he spent 40 years in the wilderness, where he would eventually lead the nation of Israel toward the promised land. But God was preparing him. God was preparing Paul when he had him in the Arabian desert for all of those years, wherein Paul was there and as it were, his preparatory time. The Lord knows what is best for each of his own. So whatever you're going through, it is for your good, and it is for his glory. Again, when the Lord said, and Peter, he said it for the good and encouragement of Peter after he had failed miserably and repented, and the Lord recorded it for our good. He recorded it for us. Perhaps you have failed miserably. Have you repented? If so, be encouraged by the Lord's words to Peter. Amen. Perhaps you have not failed as dreadfully as Peter failed his Lord. Perhaps you can't really put your finger on one great failure, but you are too selfish. You are too self-confident. You are too full of yourself. Now, you can be sure that this preacher is preaching to himself tonight. But the Lord has not abandoned you. In spite of your sinful flesh. But he may let you feel that way. He may let you feel that you have been abandoned for a season. You have not denied the Lord, but you have failed to witness for him. You have not sworn that you know not the man, but have you boldly stood up for him and declared his gospel? May the Lord give us grace if there's something we need to repent of. And I think for each of us, there is something we need to repent of. Let us repent as Peter repented. Let us go out and weep bitterly over all of our failures. But then, let us hear the Lord's word and Peter. Let's hear that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. That the Lord pursues his own, he singles them out, and he pursues them, and he draws them back, and he changes them. Well, he knows the way that you take, and when you're tried, you will come forth as gold. Because God is trying each and every one of us. Be patient. James 5:11 is a good verse while you're in the furnace. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. That's the end of the Lord. You have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. That is his goal. That is his intention. That is his purpose. That's his objective. That's his goal. The end intended by the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Well, if no one else is blessed with these thoughts, the preacher needed them, and so he preached them. Will you stand with me for prayer? Father, thank you for a glorious Savior. And Father, thank you that you do not forsake your own, but that those whom you call, you do not forsake. Thank you, Lord, that you take us through trials for our good, for our perfecting, to conform us to your glorious image. Thank you, Lord, that there is purpose and there is goodness in all that you are doing in our lives. And how we thank you and praise you and bless you. Lord, use this thought for good and for your glory in the lives of those who need it this evening. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 28, verses 6 through 9. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Amen. God bless you. Amen.